As the Charlotte population steadily grows and becomes more diverse, so do the students that attend Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. The achievement gap that exists for English language learners, minority students, and low-income students has also grown and has become apparent within the school system. So some CMS schools have turned to dual language programs as a way to address the gap and have found success. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor has more.
There are some things you come to expect when you walk into a third grade math class. Desks littered with pencils and calculators, a teacher standing at a smart board writing out an equation. But in this classroom, you take a second look.
100% of the room is in Spanish.
That's Carolyn Rod, the principal of Collinswood Language Academy, and she's right. She's talking about the multicolored posters on the wall and the books on students' desks. And the teacher?
Nos va a ayudar a practicar el valor posicional.
She's teaching a room of about 20 students multiplication in Espanol. Collinswood is a kindergarten through eighth grade dual language school, which means that half of the day is taught in Spanish and the other half is in English. Subjects like math, science, reading, and writing are taught in Spanish, while English and social studies are taught in English. Half of the students attending Collinswood are native Spanish speakers, while the other half are native English speakers. Rod says that 50-50 split is the key.
We are actively seeking native Spanish speakers and English speakers because for the impact of a dual language environment to be effective, part of the magic sauce is having the Spanish speakers and the English speaking students.
She says that's important because students learn from each other. And not only do they acquire a second language by classroom instruction, they do so by interacting socially.
There's this rich kind of intercambio, which is absolutely beautiful.
This exchange not only improves how students learn the second language, but also benefits their learning in general across all subjects.
The immersion strategies just amplify the number of neural connections and the way that the brain explodes in a positive way when we're learning a second language. There's tremendous research around that.
In 2007, the state commissioned a three-year study of dual language programs in an effort to see if they can help close achievement gaps in the system. The study, which looked at Collinswood among other schools, found that students in dual language programs outperform their peers in English-only programs across the board. That includes students who are English language learners, Black, white, and special needs. That's judged on student performance on end-of-grade exams. East Carolina University professor Marjorie Ringler says students have success in these programs because speaking in a second language activates more parts of the developing brain.
You can grow the brain the more you stimulate it.
She also says making students express their ideas in a second language forces them to think more critically.
If they're presented that concept in another language, Spanish or whatever the other language may be, they become more sophisticated in forming the sentences that help tell the teacher, help tell that they are learning.
The research also shows that economically disadvantaged students thrive in dual language programs. 53% of students at Collinswood are economically disadvantaged, but the school was given a higher grade by the state than other schools with majority low-income students in the district. CMS's Nicolette Grant says the system recognizes the impact of a dual language education.
It has been the only model or instructional model that actually closes the achievement gap.
CMS has six dual language programs at elementary and K-8 schools and one full immersion program. Grant says CMS has plans to continue expanding, but there is an obstacle that slows down the process.
The biggest barrier to not expanding this to more schools is just finding high-quality bilingual teachers to teach the programs.
But there is growing demand for dual language programs, and not just in Spanish. East Voyager Academy, an English Mandarin charter school, just opened its doors to students this year. Timothy Murph is the principal.
Our model is just English is taught in English. Everything else is in Mandarin language.
The school is currently operated out of Harvest Church, Charlotte. It was created out of a desire to give Charlotte families the option of an immersive Mandarin education as the Chinese population in the city grows.
So we're really looking to help bridge the cultural distance between the American culture and the Chinese culture that's coming to live here in our city.
East Voyager has plans to buy the church and convert it into a school in the next 5 years. It's currently K through third grade, but will add a grade every year up to the eighth grade as it grows. Like Collinswood and the other dual language programs within CMS, Murph says East Voyager's mission is to help students learn another language and succeed academically, all in the hopes of creating smarter global citizens. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.